Okay, quorum is present. Would the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Madam Chair?
Here.
Senator Altman?
Here.
Senator Alexander? Senator Gardner? Senator Margolis?
Here.
Senator Norman?
Here.
Senator Sachs?
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, Senator Bennett, we've got Senate Bill 192.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. 192 gives the public a voice in local government by requiring that before an independent special district can be involuntarily dissolved or merged, the residents of the affected area must approve the merger or dissolution by referendum. The bill also streamlines the process for independent special districts to voluntarily merge through the creation of a merger plan or referendum approval. The bill also addresses concerns raised by DEO to streamline the process by dissolving inactive special districts, and there is a strike all.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and just move to the strike all?
The barcode is 119586. This basically conforms to the House bill with non-substantive changes. There's a technical trim requested by the Department of Revenue, and it clarifies that a local general purpose government may initiate the merger process by adoption of a resolution or an ordinance, and that explains the bill.
Okay, this is a late filed amendment. It is 119586, and it was supposed to be introduced by Senator Gardner. Senator Norman, if you would go ahead and introduce that without objection. Are there any questions on the strike call amendment?
I have a question.
Senator Margolis.
I didn't have a chance to read the strike all. Does it require a vote of the people that are affected?
Yes, ma'am.
In all cases, it does. I mean, the original and the second.
Right.
Yes, thanks.
Also, I have a question. Does this do anything to reduce the legislature's authority with respect to special districts?
I don't think that it does. I think that the legislature would still have the authority to do it, but I think if it's an independent special district, then the voters in that district would be the ones who would have in charge. I don't think that changes from current law, I don't believe.
Okay. Members, are there any other questions? Seeing no questions, did you have a question, Senator Sachs? A comment, okay. Seeing no objection, the strike all amendment is approved. Okay. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? We do have some public testimony. We have Philip Singleton, City of Port Orange. A little impatient if he left this early. Okay. Chris Lyon?
I will waive and support unless there's any questions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we are back on the bill debate, members. Senator Sachs, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to commend Senator Bennett for bringing this up because I think this is it's timely now that through the governor's request to review many of these special districts. I know there are a number in my district. I think that it's good that we have popular input into it, and I think it's a wise decision. I'd like to commend Senator Bennett, and I'm certainly going to support it.
Members, any other debate? Senator Bennett, you're recognized to close.
Wave.
Seeing wave close, let me do this. We have a motion. Senator Sachs that moves for the committee substitute. And would the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Senator Alexander? Senator Gardner? Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Norman?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, and Senator Norman moves to report Senate Bill 192 as a committee substitute without objection. Show the motion adopted. We already did that, right? Oh, it's too late. Sorry, I still can't hear. Senate Bill 192 is reported favorably. I think we have next up Senator Latvala. Just a moment. Okay. The amendment was withdrawn. Senator Latvala, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is Senate Bill 1274, Tourist Development Tax, and basically it adds aquariums to the list of facilities that are permitted to utilize revenue from the tax.
Okay. Members, are there any questions? Senator Gardner?
Just real quickly, Senator Leibow, is there a population control on this, or is this eligible for all counties to do it?
No, the population control was the other amendment that Senator Richter had given you. This is statewide.
Statewide,
yeah.
Okay.
The amendment has been withdrawn, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Sachs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have sort of a question that I really don't know the answer to. Are there specific aquariums that would benefit from this at all, or is this going to be uniformly applied to all aquariums in the state of Florida?
Recognize?
If an aquarium can talk their local tourist development council into permitting them to have access to the tourist development funds that are raised, then they would have access to it. All we're doing is adding one word to the statute into the list of permitted facilities, and that's the word aquariums. There are a number of aquariums. The one in my area that brought this issue to me was the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. But it's not restricted to any aquarium anywhere. It just, if they can talk their local, tourist development council into allowing them to use the money, then they can use it.
Okay, one follow-up.
Follow-up?
So basically, Senator, what this does is it gives access to this fund to all aquariums in the state of Florida.
If they're in a county that has, I'm sorry.
Sure. It's okay.
Madam Chairman, can I answer?
I'm sorry.
He
was just talking to me.
If they are in a county that has a tourist development council, a tourist tax, bed tax, and if their council allows them to utilize the money this way, then they can have access to it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any other questions, members? Is there any public testimony on this issue? Seeing none, we're in debate.
Very briefly,
Senator Gardner.
And Senator Leibow, I reached out to you earlier, and I apologize we weren't able to talk. I'm going to vote against this at this time, and here's why. My local tourism guys obviously get very nervous when this is opened up, and anything that's opened up to it, so it's not a reflection on aquariums at all. I would like at some point to see some type of a population control. I think that would ease some of the fears in Central Florida. So. Just to be consistent, I'm going to vote against this at this time. So,
okay. Any other debate, members? Senator Sachs.
I find that this is a very good move. I think that aquariums are and I haven't spoken to Senator Gardner or anybody else about this, or Senator Leibow, but I can't understand for the life of me why we would not want to allow access to these taxes by aquariums that really are a wonderful tourist attraction and provide much needed education to children. So I don't see anything up to now that would change my mind. So I'm certainly going to vote, and I certainly support this movement. Thank you.
Members, any other debate? Seeing none, Senator Leibow, you're recognized to close.
I'll wait my close. Thank you very much.
Having waived his close, would the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Senator Alexander. Senator Gardner.
No.
Senator Margolis.
Yes.
Senator Norman.
Yes.
Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Senator Altman.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 1274 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn the chair over to Senator Altman so I can present.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chairman. This is the presentation of Senate Bill 2068 by Senator Bogdanoff. There are two amendments. Do you want to explain the amendments first?
This is the bill, just to let everybody know, this is the bill that we introduced last week, and it updates the Florida Corporate Income Tax Code. It changes the due date of the corporate tax estimated tax payments when the payment date falls on a weekend, and it limits the dealer collection allowance to those dealers that file returns by electronic means. Yes, and the two amendments. Which one would you like to
do first? Barcode 798864.
What this does is it addresses some of the concerns that we had during our discussion last week. It moves up the due date for the estimated corporate income tax for June of 2013. The bill language makes the change permanent. The amendment makes it apply only for the one estimated payment.
Okay, is there any opposition to the amendment? Seeing none, so the amendment passes. Next is barcode 821662 by Senator Bogdanoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this one addresses another concern that everybody has, which requires DOR to provide adequate notice to taxpayers about the change in the estimated payment due. It specifically requires DOR to revise its returns, create a tax information publication, and revise the due dates on its electronic filing calendar. And that was, I believe, Senator Sachs's concerns for the businesses not having to end up being late and being fined.
Okay, any questions on the amendment? Any objections? Without objection, show the amendment adopted. Are there any questions from the members on the bill as amended? Okay, no questions, but we do have one card. Vicki Weber.
Just to say thank you from the Florida Chamber for the amendments you just adopted.
Wave in support, and thank you for the amendments. And the bill as amended, I assume. Okay. Any other public comment cards? I don't see anybody. No one else in the public wishes to speak. Any debate on the bill? Senator Sachs?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank Chairman Bogdanoff for making the amendments to resolve those issues that we brought up last meeting. And I really look forward to working in this spirit as we go along, because I think that what we did is we were able to workshop a bill and make it better. So I certainly support it at this time, and just want to make public our gratitude for you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no other debate, Senator Bogdanoff, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
And you also want a committee substitute?
Yes, please.
Okay, there's a motion by Senator Bogdanoff to report Senate Bill 2068 as a committee substitute. Any objection to that? Without objection, show that it is adopted. Would the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Senator Alexander, Senator Gardner, Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Norman?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
And by your vote, show Senate Bill 2068 is reported favorably as a committee substitute.
Okay. I have the chair. If there's no other business before the committee, Senator Sachs moves we rise.